It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Amy Gledhill.
And me, Ian Smith. I come from the northern town of Goole.
And you might be able to tell from my accent, I come from Hull.
And to our shame, we have been living in London now for ages.
Too long. And we want to catch up with all the news that's been going on up north. This is Northern News. Hello and welcome to It's Northern News.
You left a little pause there, and I was worried I was in the wrong podcast for a second.
So was I.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, where's this going? But it's fine. Everybody, it's fine. It's Northern News. It's Ian, James Smith.
Yes.
Yep. And me.
Amy.
Uh-huh.
Stella.
Ooh, nearly.
Louise.
No.
One of your middle names is Stella.
Yeah, it is, but it's the second one.
Ah!
You forgot the Christine.
Yeah, sorry.
Christine, that's what they call me.
Yes.
Nobody's ever called me
Christine,
that.
Hell of a Stella. Gledhill.
And here we are, and thank you for being here with us. How's your week been?
Do you remember episode one, I believe, of this podcast, when I was asked what I was doing?
Nearly a year ago.
Yeah, I was grinding my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So now I got big into toothpastes. Expensive toothpastes. Ones with magical properties. These will regrow your enamel.
Your teeth?
Yeah. I don't think you could regrow enamel. This one will. Isn't that a big scientific development? Okay, now they hushed it up, this toothpaste. So, Amy, as I may have mentioned, I bought some toothpaste on eBay for £60.
£60?
And then when I bought it, down from 80.
So you told us this on the pod.
Yeah, I've ordered it.
Ago of you.
I had a panic because I was like, I've absolutely been conned out of my money here.
Yeah.
£165 set of toothpaste here I've got for 60 quid.
How much is it meant to be?
£165. We're talking big beauty product here.
That's insane.
This set, it's like, it's a toothpaste. It's a mouthwash. They're whitening products, but they're also supposed to be good for your enamel, strengthen your enamel.
Yeah.
Then it comes with this almost nail varnish-like thing that you put on your teeth to try and strengthen, it's almost like a little semi-permanent enamel. It's all probably bullshit, but anyway, I'm lapping it up. And yeah, it came absolutely fine. It's all there.
What?
£105 discount through the letterbox. I went from having like 3 days consistently just going, you fucking idiot, Ian. Toothpaste scammers. They've read you like a book. And then get it in the post. I was like, bargain of the century.
What I would say though is you're saying bargain.
Of the century.
Of the century. Of all the things that anyone has ever bought. This century.
Yeah.
You've still paid over £60 for toothpaste.
£60 on the dot.
Sorry.
Over £60.
And does it make any difference whatsoever?
Listen, I think I have a very sweet tooth. God, I have too much fizzy. I think it has fizzy drinks, like a kid.
I have too much fizzy.
I think it has made fizzy my teeth this, a little shade that. Whiter. Yeah. You can't notice that at the minute because I've just had some mini eggs. You might just think, well, why don't you just drink water, try and not have sugary stuff as much? You don't need to think about that when you're getting toothpaste for £60 like I am.
Vidal Sassoon toothpaste or whatever it's called. Now,
this stuff is nice. V. Vardis toothpaste.
Wow. I'm going to look like a real hypocrite. Yeah, I'm gonna call it a hip. I'm going to start saying hippo. When I mean hypocrite, to be cool.
That is cool.
But I'm going to look like a real critter, a hypocrite right now, because I have also spent some money. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I've also spent some money on a beauty product.
Three Vardis?
No, I'm trying to get my teeth as small as possible.
Oh, I can help you with that. That's my air game.
I got a bit of sandpaper. I'm just going to get them down to little nubs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I bought this year. I'm trying to do, like, you know, I told you about my face massages.
Yes.
That I'm doing, which I still 100% believe in. You haven't noticed actually how.
No, your face is so high up.
It's high, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's almost out of a camera shot.
Bring it back down. I bought some skincare that's one of the ingredients that I'm using. One of the products I'm using is a thing called retinol.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I've read about it. Everybody's using retinol. You've got to use your retinol. Fine. I'll use the retinol, right? It says, go careful with it. You've got to go careful once a week. Yeah. Once a week and you're going to be frightening. You've got to put sunscreen on afterwards, even though it's winter. Once a week, a pea-sized amount. Once a week. And I was thinking, oh, bollocks. Do you bollocks have to do it like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cut to last week, my whole face was peeling like fucking, if you've got a piece of... like a block of mild cheddar and pushed it through a cheese grater.
Oh.
It was peeling. But I was doing a job. I'm in a writer's room at the minute. I turned up and my face was fine. I'm doing the writer's room. I'm new to the group. Everyone else has worked together before. And I'm trying my best and I'm really enjoying it. And I think I'm trying to be confident and speak up when I've got ideas. And then at some point I went to the toilet and I looked in the mirror and my face, I had facial dandruff. You ever seen that on a human being?
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it.
Mild cheddar, you said.
Mild cheddar.
Oh, God.
My skin, the colour of my skin is a mild, buttery, sort of translucent-y, horrible, clammy cheddar, right? Push that through a grater. It was do you know, like if you've got sunburn?
Yeah.
And it peels off. And there was a little bit, I looked in the mirror and I was like, Jesus Christ. And there's this little bit on my nose and I got it and I pulled it and it was like pulling, a cheese string.
Can you only talk about this in terms of cheese? Fucking hell. Mild cheddar through a grater. Pulling a cheese string.
Well, what else peels?
It was like getting the red wax from a Edam.
It was, Ian. That is exactly, it's like you were there.
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. Oh. But it was all peeling. And I went back into the room and I had to say, I'm sorry about my face and neck. I don't don't know if you've ever apologised to someone in a professional capacity about your own face and neck, but it didn't feel the best.
Yeah.
If I'm honest with myself.
It's not a confidence booster. Yeah. Well, I guess the moral of this intro is just be happy with yourself.
Just be happy with yourself.
Stop trying to buy shit.
I just want a higher face. That's all I want. That's my goal for the year. I want a face on top of my head.
Yeah.
Who has that? Tip podcasts. Ian, what's happening in the north of England,
yes.
I should point out?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Okay.
Because this story starts in the south of Scotland.
Hang on a minute.
But let me finish. Only briefly. Because a student travels from Scotland to England to buy cider because it's £20 cheaper.
Oh, really?
So Liam Howie, a student from Scotland, he goes to Berwick-upon-Tweed, 112 miles,
and
back.
You're spending... How is he doing that for less than 20 quid?
Well, it says it's 20 quid cheaper, a saving. So his argument here is, he goes to Northumberland and back to purchase 8 litres of various drinks. But judging from the picture, it's various brands of cider.
Okay, sure.
Not various drinks. He's got some Frosty Jacks. He's got some Strongbows for just £10.37 last week. He claims it would have cost him £30 north of the border.
Oh.
Because of the minimum unit pricing law, which must be to stop people drinking too much. And he's gone, fuck that. I'm going to drink too much. So this is writing for a student news site, The Tab. The University of Edinburgh student says, a bottle of Frosty Jacks now costs £11.25 in Scotland, whereas you can still pay a measly £3.69 for the very same product. This is a quote.
Wow.
That's how this student talks. Whereas you can still pay a measly £3.69 for the very same product in England. We decided to take advantage of this unbelievable discovery, so hopped on the train to the nearest English town, Berwick-upon-Tweed. Who is this fucking kid?
He's not talking like that.
I'd heard stories about how cheap it was south of the border, but you can never quite comprehend the sweet, sweet deals until you're stood in the shop, staring the deals right in the face.
The sweet, sweet deals?
B&M were selling 2 litres of Strongbow for a teeny £2.99. I bought myself a bottle of the infamous Frosty Jacks, along with a bottle of Blackthorn Reserve, so I had a bit of variety.
This sounds like a bloody voiceover for a supermarket.
Yeah, train tickets to Berwick-upon-Tweed can be bought for £7.50, so it's still worth the discount.
Wow.
Wow. He managed to buy 8 litres of cider for £10.37. And I guess there would be an argument in saying you probably shouldn't be able to do that.
The brands he's mentioned are, like, fine, but the ones that are below that...
Yeah, what's the cheap cider?
White Lightning.
White Lightning.
My God, have you ever tried it?
No. Is it all right?
Fuck. It is just, it feels like you're drinking paint thinner.
Oh, really?
Or like, it's so chemically.
What's
the percentage?
The
first time I ever got heartburn in my life. So I presumed I was having a heart attack, obviously. But it was just from drinking cider. It was all in my neck, all this neck pain.
Ooh.
But it was so cheap.
Yeah, it does like...
Put a bit of blackcurrant cordial in. It's actually fine.
Even the logo, 7.5%.
Yeah.
That's strong. Usually it's like 3.5% or something.
It's not fucking about. There is nothing about that cider that is fucking about.
Oh, fuck, they've got vodka now as well.
Christ.
White Lightning Max.
Oh, Christ.
It doesn't even have, I don't think White Lightning even has a fucking website. How does he not have a website?
Because, Ian, they're not fucking about.
Yeah.
My mum would go to different... Where she used to live, she'd go to different supermarkets to get different products like bread. Bread's cheaper if you go to Asda rather than Morrison's.
Yeah.
So she'd drive, do you know, to the other supermarket.
20 quid worth of petrol.
Yeah, to save like 7p and you just think, it's not worth it.
Mm.
It's not worth it. And you're not saving any money.
But over time, over the years.
Yeah, you're losing hours and hours and hours of your life.
But you could get enough money to buy... A Vivardis.
Oh.
They sponsor the pod, Amy. I haven't told you. I've got a sponsorship deal with Vivardis, but only if you buy over eBay for less than the price they want you to buy for.
Great. I think that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's me up, pot.
Hey, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
What have you found?
What have I found?
That's been going on up north.
There's something very heartwarming actually, for a change. Thank really? You very much. Yeah. Great grandma.
Oh.
Great grandma. Do we know if she's the mother of a grandma or if she's just bloody
just
brilliant?
Fantastic.
We don't know. It doesn't say. It just says great gran. 90.
Oh.
That's a big number.
Mm.
That's getting right up there.
Yeah.
That's as high as you can go in bingo.
Is it? 90?
Yep.
And then they don't let you in anymore. It's a classic joke.
Is it, well, great gran, 90, rolls back the years to become one of the UK's oldest drummers, thanks to...
A drum kit.
No, the clue is in roll back the years. Rolls back the years.
I don't...
Rolling back the years.
Simply Red McCucknall. Red.
Great grand 90 rolls back the years to become one of the UK's oldest drummers thanks to Simply Red Star.
Well, what's he done for her?
Drum lessons.
Fucking hell, Simply Red aren't doing well, are they? Giving drum lessons to a 90-year-old on the side. Are you recording a new album at the minute? Nah, but there's this woman who can't use her arms anymore. She's so old, I'm teaching her how to play the drums. Fucking hell, just... Looking at my phone, hoping Mick Hucknall comes up on the screen. I'm in! Just can't see how you are. Fuck's sake.
Fuck. Yeah. No, I'm good. Yeah, I've got loads of stuff going on. Doing some sort of drum lessons.
Yeah, new band. Simply Dead.
Oh! It's cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
It's cheeky stuff.
It's cheeky. Barbara McInnes says rocking out keeps her feeling young with the help of tutor Chris Joyce, who was in the group from 1985 to 1991.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on a
That's
minute.
That's not a big stint in Simply Red. I've been in Simply Red longer than that. Fucking hell. 6 years.
6 years.
It's rolling years back in the years since you've been in Simply Red. Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
He's milking that, isn't he?
Yeah. But you would put it on your CV. Like, imagine if you didn't lead with that. It'd be weird if you was teaching drums and then, like, a year in, you're like, oh, yeah, I was in Simply Red for 6 years.
Yeah.
You'd want to know. I think it should be sort of like a legal requirement that if anyone's been in Simply Red, they have to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, there should be a register. And then for your neighbourhood...
When you move out.
You just know where they are.
Oh, you got to, like, knock on the doors and stuff, like...
Yeah. We've got just Simply Red in the neighbourhood.
Yeah, I've moved in the neighbourhood and I was previously, between the years of 1985 and 1991, I was a member of Simply Red.
But I think it's pretty cool. How cool is it for Barbara? She's 90 and she's become Britain's oldest female drummer.
Ugh.
That's cool.
I'll tell you what's gutting there.
Why, what?
The word female means there's some bloke older than her giving it a go.
Oh, there always is though, isn't there?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be a drummeress. Just call her a drummer. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you're pretty funny. You're pretty rhythmic for a drummeress.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think women could play the drums. I didn't think women had rhythm.
We all know women have got rhythm.
Women have got great rhythm.
Mm.
When they're on their own and they're all just tapping things out together, they're having the best time.
Fucking hell. No, when all the women are on their own just tapping things out together.
I just mean like when people are talking about... I didn't know women are funny.
Yeah.
But then when there's like a group of women, they're always laughing and having such a good time. And when you see a group of men, they're usually like...
Always sad.
Just really sad and grumpy with each other or just
chanting.
Being quiet. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, I didn't know women could be funny. Women are always funny 100% of the time.
Yeah. I'm 100% funny.
I'm 100%
You're
funny.
You're a traitor.
That's traitor behaviour. It's traitor behaviour. And Barbara McInnes, who lives in Morecambe, lovely. Felt like she was rolling back the years. They found a lyric there.
Is there no other Simply Red song?
Lancashire Live are really sticking to it. Who starred in so she's rolling back the years. Yep. Thanks to her tutor, Chris Joyce, 66.
He's no spring chicken.
He was in the pop group from 1985 to 1991. And 91 was a long time ago. I always think it's not, but it was.
Yeah.
The retired head teacher admitted she wasn't familiar with Simply Red when she first booked lessons.
Oh, I bet that was awkward. It'd have been like, well, when I was in Simply Red. What?
Is that a nightclub? No, no, it's a band. How does she not know Simply Red? She's not how, right. So she's 90. How old would she have been in like in 1990? 56.
She's never heard classics such as Fairground, that Your Mirror.
I'm sorry, but Fairground is an absolute banger. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Like the drums on.
The drums on that.
If that's Chris Joyce.
No, it isn't. Life, the album that was on, 1995.
Oh, man. What's Chris Joyce's era's biggest hit?
Let's have a look.
85 to 91.
It's Only Love, 89. You've Got It. Come to My Aid. The Right Thing. Look at You Now. Enough?
Yeah, enough. yeah, it is.
Enough, Chris.
Enough. Barbara's a great grandmum of 10.
Get
out. Wow, Barbara, that's so cool. Who's now in three different groups? Wow!
With other old people. Or do you reckon she's in like a young group?
I've got no idea. She just said,
go see her live.
Oh, get her on the pod.
I love that.
She said, drumming has brought a genuine joy back into her life. Oh, no. And then she said...
Oh, here we
fucking
go.
No, it's fine.
Here comes the sadness.
It's not sad. But then she said, it's helped me roll back the years. I can't deal with rolling back more years. Bloody hell.
Jesus Christ.
It's helped her roll back the years.
There's other puns you can do.
Go on, then.
It's made me feel simply rad. I feel simply radical. I just come up with that now. Fucking hell. Can't say the same pun a million times.
You said that so earnestly. It's made me feel simply rad. Come on, Barbs.
Yeah.
I reckon Barbara said rolling back the ears, and then this journalist has repeated it several times throughout the article.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's brought genuine joy back to her life. And removed a few wrinkles. It's hard work drumming though, isn't it? I could do it. You've got to have arm strength. So the three groups, I found the three groups that she currently plays with, this is funny, De Ooks, as in Dukes, but De apostrophe Ukes of Lancaster, who are a ukulele band.
Oh, God.
It's good. It's really good. So she plays with...
Yuck.
She plays with Dukes of Lancaster, ukulele band, the Morecambe Ukulele Club... And the Garstang Ukulele Group. She's got a band, a club, and a group. There's no stopping, Barbara. The big three.
She can do anything as long as it's with a bunch of ukuleles.
And if anyone else is thinking of getting into drumming, we've got a tip here from Chris Joyce, who's famously in Simply Red, 1985 to 1991, rolling back the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the first thing to do is turn up on time, turn up sober, and make sure you get along with people.
That's what I try and do on this podcast.
What I try and do is roll back the years.
God, I can't hear that again.
Shut that door.
Psst, everyone. Northern News listeners, we got some bonus Northern News content for you. We've got a Patreon. We've got an Apple Subs.
And it starts at just £2.50 a month, if you can believe such a thing.
Oh, that's cheap, Amy.
It's a bargain, and we bloody love a bargain up north.
It's cheaper than a Starbucks coffee.
It's cheaper than a 2-litre bottle of Pepsi Max Cherry.
It's cheaper than a Mondeo, brand new. Or second-hand.
Bloody hell! Get involved. It's a lovely way to show your support for the pod. You get some spicy extras, and we get to keep making this, and we bloody love doing it.
And bonus episodes every single week without fail.
Absolutely.
See
what are you
there.
Waiting for?
How much?
Now it's time for our special guest correspondent, Charlie Baker, who is originally from Newton Abbott in Devon, which is known for its wool and leather industries.
Ooh.
Charlie, at the time of speaking, how much wool and or leather are you wearing?
Oh, what a good question. What a good question. I think... zero of either. And, you know, I'm normally top to toe in leather, as you know.
Can hear you squeaking just, around as you move.
You can hear, I'm normally carrying around, like, stuff to buff me up the whole time.
Absolutely.
Covered in zips and the whole thing, you know. I thought Newton Abbott was known for rope, right? Because we were one of the main rope makers in the world.
Wow.
In the world, Ian. They'd stop... in harbour in Plymouth, and then they'd come up to buy their rope to get them to carry on to like Canada.
Oh.
That is what Newton Abbott. So we've got Rope Walk, which is a really long, for Newton Abbott, long street with a very long building in it. And that's how they made rope.
That's
in a very
really
long building.
Cool.
Anyway,
did they not
are.
Curl it round at any point?
You'd think they would. You'd think they would. You'd think they would have worked that out. Maybe that's why they moved from Newton Abbott. They worked out the curling method.
Yeah, because rope's notoriously flexible.
Yeah, yeah, but they've just been at it in a big long building going, fucking hell, how long do we need this building to be? Like, well, how long's a bit of rope?
Is it a constant battle between the length of the rope and the length of the building? Constantly moving it on. We're going to need another 3 foot. This yeah. rope just keeps coming.
Knock this wall through. It's still going.
Yeah, there we are.
Do you find, I guess because, what you know, we talk about being Northern on the podcast.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself Southern? Or is the kind of Devon, Cornwall-y kind of areas, they seem to have such a strong identity yeah. that yeah. you're outside of that?
Part of the point of my show, really, is to go, when people go Southern, Southerners,
yeah.
they mean Southeast.
Mm.
Yeah.
They do not mean Southwest and or West Country or, yeah. You know, they mean Southeast because the Southeast is utterly faceless. Places like Surrey, no one's ever proud to be yeah. from yeah. Surrey. I think it's why Surrey is like, I don't know if you find this, but toughest gigs to play, I find, are these places that have no sense of self. Yeah. They have no sense of pride, no sense of anything to stand upon or stand behind.
Yeah.
And but mainly because they're normally built on money, the idea of money and how much money can we get.
Yes.
When you say yeah. the North, what do you mean? Because I think Newcastle is like Northeast, Northumbria.
Yeah.
You know, do you mean... A lot of people say the North, they mean Lancashire or Yorkshire. That's what often you'll find is when people
they're the talk classics, about. Aren't they? Yeah. When you yeah, say Northern. Yeah. When a character yeah. description comes up and they say Northern, they're not expecting a Geordie to go for the audition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Yorkshire, it's Lancashire, and yeah. that's yeah. pretty much it.
What happens, I don't know what happens with accents when you see accents on telly. What accent turns up? If you see a drama and someone turns up, hey up, lad, is it like that? Is it? Oh, aye, right. Oh, let's get me flat cap and me whip it. Is it that? Because when it's Devonshire, when someone comes from Devon, it is just generic pirate.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And do you find that the characters who have the generic accent, yeah. do you find that they're I'm sort of skating around it, but yeah.
It's never like
we get that.
The Poirot yeah. intelligent yeah. detective.
No.
Yeah, a bit slow, isn't it? Oh, yeah. you've come down here, isn't it? See, oh, like, I've never seen a car before. You know what I mean? What's a police car? We only have bikes and cows around here. Oh, well.
But what's going on where you are now then? Have you got any stories
so
for us?
Oxfordshire is very different, right? The Oxfordshire people. Oh, they're miserable. There's like no joy in anything. It's just like, right, all right, yeah. There's no reaction to anything, you know. You've just won the Euro Millions. All right. Okay. But I looked in the Oxford Mail today, and I'm sorry to bring the tone down. Very, very sad story. A story of despair.
Oh, no.
But this is from the Oxford Mail today. But it's a story of despair. Shall I read it to you?
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, it's David Beckham. David Beckham now lives in North Oxfordshire. Anyway, David Beckham in despair. Sorry to redo this. At Fallen Tree.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Bex.
Yeah. Sorry to make you feel sorry for him.
One of his trees has fallen down.
Is it one of his
football
trees?
Icon David Beckham said he was gutted after Storm Henk caused damage to his £12 million Oxfordshire mansion.
Oh, dear.
My sympathy's gone a little bit now.
I'm gutted for the guy now.
One of your trees in your mansion broken.
Yeah, £12 million pound mansion as well.
Oh,
I don't have a tree to break.
Oh, Ian. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. I don't either. But
got
that's
some
really
houseplants,
sad.
I guess.
But also, David and his wife, Victoria, bought the country retreat in Great Dune near Chipping Norton for a reported £6.15 million in December 2016. So he has doubled his money.
He's made a tidy profit on that.
So, well, that's a little silver
just gonna
lining.
Just going to do a little scream off mic. No, that's lovely. Tidy profit he's made there.
So look,
and he needed it is the thing. Mm. I'm glad.
After a large tree was uprooted, the former footballer, who is 48, posted a photo on his Instagram page saying, "Could have been worse." So
he sounds gutted.
And then a crying emoji.
Oh. So,
which I would say is possibly the worst use ever of the crying emoji.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
The tree nearly fell on the property, which has a sauna, plunge pool, football pitch, gym, swimming pool, £50,000 barbecue tent in the ground for entertaining. Oh,
sounds like Captain Tom's daughter.
close call, wasn't it? Yeah, how many times he walked around the garden?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Imagine if it had damaged his sauna, though. Like, what would you even do? I don't know how I would live without a personal sauna in my house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd find it freaky.
I could take the sauna, but it's the plunge pool, I find.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if whenever there's a damage or accident, he just takes a picture of it and puts "could have been worse" up on his Instagram.
Yeah. Could have been a lot worse, to be honest, David.
His grandma's in hospital. Take a picture of that. Yeah.
Could have been worse, crying emoji.
Can you think of a worse use of "could have been worse" crying emoji than that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, I can't.
There we are.
Have you ever spotted Bex out in the wild then?
I've not. He's a bit too far. Our friends do live in the village next to him, but I've never.
Who do you think's the most famous person you've seen live with your eyes?
The Queen. I was reporting once for Radio Berkshire at Ascot Races.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a jockey, and they suddenly pulled him. They would sort of suddenly pulled him away because he had to go and receive a prize from the Queen.
Wow.
And then I was next to the Queen, and I always said I was close enough to knock her hat off. And I thought.
Imagine if you did.
Imagine that. If I'd knocked her hat off, would I? How famous would that get you, do you think? Quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's dead now, of course. May she rest in peace.
What? Could have been worse. Crying emoji.
Picture of you knocking the dead Queen's hat off. Could have been worse.
About 18 armed police officers wrestling me to the ground. Could have been worse. Crying emoji.
Oh my God. Well, Charlie, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for doing this. Can you tell us about where we can see your 24-hour pasty people?
Yes, I've got two shows left. 8th of April in Newcastle at The Stand, and the 9th of April in Edinburgh. I'm really, really proud of the show. I've had an absolutely brilliant time with it.
You're going to have such a nice time. And the people listening who go are going to have an even better time.
And if you go, take a picture of Charlie on stage and after the gig, put it up on your Instagram. Could have been worse, crying emoji.
You've got to.
Tour's over by then, so all the damage is done. So to be honest, you can absolutely slag it by then.
Amazing. Well, it has been such a joy. Thank you so much for doing it, Charlie.
Lots of love. I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Have a lovely day.
Lots of love. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
£6 for a pint.
Can I tell you what's been going on in Goole?
Ian, I'd love it.
Now, this is quite a short story because I've had to go on the Goole Facebook group. But this story got resolved very quickly.
Okay.
So, someone called Les has said, "Two pigeons still trapped between the screens outside Argos. Anyone reported this or got contact info to get them released? Not a good reflection of the town as they seem to have been left to die."
Oh, no.
So they're in amongst the netting.
Yeah.
You can see a little picture here. So they're in the netting in the ceiling.
Oh, I see.
And they're trapped there.
How's
and
that
they've
happened?
Been left to die. Well, you'd almost look at that and think, well, if they've got in somehow, there must be some way
for
them to
get
out. Long story short, there was.
Oh.
And they got out.
Oh. So the real story is no birds have been trapped anywhere.
No birds have been trapped anywhere. But Les just had a bit of a nightmare here and has gone.
Good on him.
They've been left to die.
Good on him, though.
Has anyone reported this?
Yeah.
Have you reported it, Les? No. Does anyone have any contact info to get them released? You live in Gould. Why don't you go into Argos?
Yeah.
And go, who has the contact info for the pigeon department of Argos? And just how it's not a good look on the town. People go, oh, have you heard about Gould? They left two pigeons to die outside Argos.
Imagine ringing the Argos helpline and it being like, press 1 to find store open hours. Press 2 for a click and collect inquiry. And press 3 for the pigeon department.
I reckon you'd have to be on the phone for like an hour until you get to like 94.
Yeah.
Press 9 for if, I don't know, pigeons got stuck outside. I think we've covered everything now. But yeah, and then like a couple of days later, someone was like, oh, those pigeons have gone. And everyone was just commenting like, yeah, if they got in, they can get out.
I mean, that just seems so logical, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it's not always true. Sometimes you can get in, sometimes you can get out.
Yeah. Yeah, famously. I told you before, I got my head stuck in a pram. Couldn't get it out. I've been them pigeons. It's scary.
I've been them pigeons.
Press 9-6 if your child has got their head stuck in a pram. Can't get it out again.
I thought you were going to say, press 96 if you've been them pigeons. Yeah, I've been them pigeons.
9-6 and it's just like, oh, sorry to hear you've been them pigeons. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
See, that's all that's happened in Go this week. They thought pigeons had been condemned to a slow, painful death by starvation.
Yeah.
But they were actually absolutely fine. They were just in a bit of ceiling.
What's for tea, ma'am?
Anyway, what you found? What's going on in Hull, Amy?
Oh, well. Okay, so let me tell you. The headline was one of them headlines that instantly got my attention.
Mm.
The headline reads, and it starts with a quote from the woman. It says, I'm selling wax melts.
In that tone?
It's implied, isn't it? Yeah. I'm selling wax melts, claims brand zone woman caught with big wad of cash.
Oh, I was going to say, when I heard the word claims, I was like, why were they like disputing? Yeah. Surely if she just got, hang on, what is a wax melt?
Well, that's part of the thing, isn't it?
Oh.
I think I know what it is, maybe, but not properly. It's definitely like a sort of candly thing, isn't it?
Maybe she calls a candle a wax melt. She's improvised. No, I'm selling wax melts.
Wax melts.
Flame sticks.
And the sub-headline is from Judge Amanda Bennett, and she says, you're not getting the money back.
Unlucky.
So let's see what's happened here.
Yeah,
so,
why can't she get her wax melt money back?
Well, do you want to guess?
She was actually selling drugs.
Absolutely right. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, these stories have been very easy from our hometowns. Very easy to get to the bottom of.
There's not a lot of subtext in these stories. So a woman tried to talk her way out of trouble by claiming that stashes of cash found by police during a drugs raid at a house were actually from the sale of wax melts and scents.
Wax melts.
Wax melts. And, you know, we will never know for sure if these huge stacks of cash were from selling scents and wax melts. But what we do know for sure is that amphetamine was also found.
I'm doing amphetamine-scented wax melts. You idiots.
The amphetamine is for research so I can smell what it smells like to put in my wax melt. Amphetamine was found during the search. A message is discovered on a mobile phone suggesting that she'd been offering to sell drugs.
Ah, that's done it. She could have got away with the amphetamine-scented wax melt.
Yeah.
But then her phone is like, would you like to buy some amphetamines?
Would you like to buy, and cannabis? Would you like to buy some cannabis and amphetamines?
If I was a drug dealer, every message I'd be like, I've got some cannabis and amphetamine if you want to buy any of them to also scent your candles.
Oh, that's very clever.
Because that's what I use it for. And I know you're big into candles yourself.
That's very clever. Mm. Yeah.
Are you still doing those cocaine scented candles? You can have some of my cocaine that I use for scenting candles. I'd always do my texts like that.
That's really clever. And I don't think you'd ever get caught.
I know.
Even if they played this part of the podcast back in the court.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't like.
Go on.
Being in court listening back to this. Just go like, my lawyer just like packing his stuff up, walking off and be like, I'll be representing myself from now on. If you listen to the podcast, cocaine means chocolate. So what did we find that cocaine in your house for? Objection. Objection to this jury. I'd just say objection on a loop.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think you'd be let off.
Yeah, I've got a plan for everything.
What if the ceiling was about to fall in?
Objection!
Oh, you just mean in court?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fine. That's cool too. So Amanda Bennett, 42. Oh, wait, I thought Amanda Bennett was the judge. Judge tells Amanda Bennett she can't be the judge and the...
the drug dealer.
The drug dealer. Well, no, you can definitely be that, but you can't not in the same trial.
You'd love it though, wouldn't you? If you could be in the same trial.
Due to an admin error.
Put your wig on. Did you try and sell drugs? No? Innocent. Now, does anyone want any drugs?
Meet me in the car park.
Yeah.
For some scented wax melts, if you know what I mean.
Using the judge's hammer to tap a nose.
opens the gavel, like unscrews the gavel, loads of cocaine.
You can't get me for that. I'm innocent.
Guilty of being a legend, a party legend.
Yeah, you gotta be a judge if you want to be a drug dealer. That's why, if anyone's listening, thinking about dealing drugs,
yeah,
get yourself a career as a judge.
You've got to. Under the way, you can store stuff in that big red cloak. Yeah. You can store all sorts.
And you might earn loads of money from that and think, you know, I don't need a drug deal.
Yeah.
But then remember why you did this.
Never give up on your dreams.
Never give up on your dreams.
She can't have been a huge, big-time drug dealer, really. Well, because, so two small bags are found in the freezer and wraps of drugs were recovered from the rear garden below the kitchen window. What a weird bit of extra... info there. The rear garden below the kitchen window.
All right, great. I'll nip there myself, see if there's any left. No, I know exactly where it is.
Police found £400 cash in a handbag, £1,800 in the kitchen and £1,000 in a jacket.
She spread it out.
Clever. But it's not like it's £20,000.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that's your main criticism of her dealing drugs. You're like, she hadn't done it enough. She hasn't earned enough money for you. Fucking hell. If you're dealing drugs, give it a proper go, will you? Bennett.
But I just mean, they said stacks of cash where it's like, it's indisputable that it's come from drugs. But you could have, it is quite a lot of cash, I suppose, isn't it? Do you know what? I take it instantly back. Imagine £1,000 in cash.
I've seen £1,000 in cash before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Did it feel nice?
I asked for it in £5 notes. Sometimes I go to the bank, it's like, can I have £1,000 in £5 notes, please? Yeah. They get it all out. I look at it, I go, woohoo! Can I pay in £1,000, please?
But you've dropped a couple of fivers and it's all gone a bit wrong. Oh, man. Well, there we go. That's the wax melt story.
We've never got
to the bottom of what exactly a wax melt is. But I have seen little bits of wax, like little squares of wax, in stores, which I think you must melt into a candle or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be a type of candle. If it's not, that's bonkers.
Cinnamon bun wax melt. It's just, looks like a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Block off a bit of wax. You put it in a thing. Here's the mad thing.
Yeah.
You put it in a thing that's got a fucking candle underneath to eat up the wax. Are you fucking kidding me? Wax melt burner.
Oh, yeah. So
you put your wax underneath your candle. Right. Where are you getting your candle from?
Yeah. Yeah, that's bonkers, isn't it? You might as well have a scented candle. Okay. I think that is the end of the ep.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you to our very special guest, Charlie Baker.
You got to go check out his tour if you can. 24-hour pasty people.
It's got some more dates left in April in Edinburgh and Newcastle.
The North. And Scotland.
And Scotland.
And remember, you can get lovely bonus content. Bonus weekly episodes.
Weekly episodes.
Discounted tickets. Little guest snippets that we didn't have time for. There's more Tim Key on there.
Oh, yeah.
There's loads of stuff. If you pay us a little bit of money.
Just a little bit. And you get some wax melts.
Yes.
Some amphetamines. Yeah, we've got different tiers on Patreon. We've got like the cannabis strand, the amphetamine strand. That'd be a great way to sell drugs, actually, wouldn't it? Patreon. Anyway.
Yeah, but that is not what
we're doing. That's not what we're doing, unfortunately, at this present time. But thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.